is this?
These are our parents.
Your parents were Avengers?
We're all that's left of their legacy.
They are the children of Earth's mightiest heroes.
I raised you all, hopefully, as your parents would have wanted.
What?
So I kept you hidden. And I kept the truth from you.
Ultron killed our parents!
He'll never stop hunting us.
Ultron will be coming for us now.
This is bad. This is really bad.
Superhuman variable cannot be permitted.
That's not fair. Jinx doesn't even have any power.
Commencing termination.
We owe it to our parents.
Today we meet our destinies.
She means that in a good way, right?
Now, the call goes out to a new generation of heroes.
Darkness at the Movies, again.
Second edition of Darkness at the Movies.
Yes.
TJ, did you see this movie?
Special Darkness pick, yes.
Did you see this movie? Yeah.
I did. I actually did see this movie.
Okay, goddamn. I had to get that out the way first, right. Whatever, before we get into this shit.
I got another fucking fit.
Yeah, exactly. but Darkness at the Movies, people. It was CJ's choice, and he chose the next Avengers.
Heroes of Tomorrow.
Came out in 2008, which I thought it came out like in 06 or some shit like that, mm-hmm. To be honest. According to CJ, it's a sequel to Avengers 2.
Yes.
This nigga, people, go back to about 2 weeks ago in the darkness.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we recorded this. I think it was off air or whatever. Me and CJ got into a debate where he kept talking about, man, 5 years passed by and Tony Hawk, the logic in this movie is all broken. 5 years passed by, Tony Stark's hair is all gray and
right,
shit.
Right.
It was black in this scene right now. It's gray. And I was just like, I don't remember, that can't be it. I rewatched the movie this morning, and I was looking at it, I was looking hard for that mm-hmm. scene, too, and I was just like, CJ's so full of shit, I need to stop listening to him.
There was that one sequence where a younger Tony takes off his fucking helmet.
No.
None.
And even in the sequence they showed in the past, where it was almost more like pixels.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a video animated with
pictures and shit.
Yeah, it was pictures and shit, like part of the story that he was telling and shit like that. And I was just like, the fuck was CJ talking? I think I got the wrong movie. I literally said that. I was like, I think I got the wrong movie. I don't know which one he's talking about, though. Only CJ would do that, CJ. But, got any reasons why you picked this movie?
Oh, man, I picked this movie.
Your first choice, to be honest?
Yeah, because last week we picked, Son of Batman?
Not last week, but
last month.
Yeah,
last month. It was Son of Batman. Man, fantastic. I'm a time traveler.
Damn. What? So you said time travel. Okay.
You got superpowers now. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well,
right
damn. Too bad you can't time travel. Left us.
I got the power of black people time.
Color people nigga time. Yeah, there you go.
But, since we picked Son of Batman, I felt that it was pretty, it should have been good that we picked these other superhero kids. So.
Oh, okay. All right, that was a.
Hey,
I was gonna say, what kind of bullshit you got story?
Okay,
right
I see how that relates.
Yeah, Son of Batman was Cody's pick. Marvel, next Avengers is your pick, whatever. And I don't know. I'm on the same part like Son of Batman. I don't really have much to say about it, but I don't really give a shit about it either.
Yeah, ain't really a whole lot to say. It's kind of.
I'm not as angry once again like I was with Justice League War.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Justice League War.
Yeah. That was that.
No sequels coming out to it, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's it called?
War at Atlantis or some shit like that. That actually is going to be a sequel, CJ.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, they had that cliffhanger. I forgot about that bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. That one was insulting.
Whatever.
The Son of Batman in this one, bad, but didn't make me angry as well.
Yeah, there's nothing offensive about it, I guess you could say.
It really wasn't. I mean, there's really nothing to it anyway. The story is very simple, which you are about to give a plot synopsis right now, CJ, but I'm almost worried for you to give one after hearing your plot synopsis on your last greatest review. People, go to this link or whatever. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and say what it is. It's called The Next Avengers Review.
Go to Chicago John.
Just go to Chicago John.
Channel on YouTube.
He's got about 7 videos. And check out his review that he did for Cyrus, which I don't know why.
We'll put the link up with this post.
But CJ, talk about giving all the wrong information. This nigga.
Fucked up camera work and all that.
You should have did a Michael Bay just didn't say shit.
I could not put that goddamn DVD down. I swear to God.
He kept comparing this movie to the animated.
This shit ain't related.
Ain't related to it at all. And then he talked talking about Ant-Man. He was just like, Ant-Man looked different in this movie compared to this. I'm just like...
Damn. Okay. Well, I'm not giving you too much shit for that.
I am.
You were young, man.
Granted, though.
I was over 26.
All right, younger.
Younger. That was 7 years ago. I'm like, what? It's 21.
7 years ago?
Yeah, 2008.
That's about six years ago.
Six? All right, six.
About 22, 23. You was old enough to know, nigga,
yeah,
that Storm
was... I will give you benefit of the doubt.
I won't give you shit. Fuck that nigga. You should have fucking known that goddamn Storm was T'Challa's husband. I mean,
goddamn.
I was definitely a general audience back in that those days. I didn't watch a lot of movies. I never read a lot of comics. So back in the day, I wouldn't have known if I didn't see it on X-Men, you know, on the Fox Kids version of X-Men, I would never know that she got together with Black Panther.
I'll tell you this right now, people: if you never know about comics or anything like that, the last thing you need to do is pick up a straight to DVD comic book film and review it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because those movies are made for people that already know who a character is,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, there's no introduction of who Batman is in the Batman films, whatever. Mm-hmm. You should already know who it is and go along with the story that's going on. Right?
And you know what? These movies, if you think about it, the movies back then and the movies now, mm-hmm, they didn't really hold your hand like the ones nowadays.
No.
Even if you look at Son of Batman, he kind of broke it down. You know, they even implied Batman would date rape or whatever. You know, to make Damien.
These are straight to DVD films, whatever. They make it specifically for the fans, yeah, whatever. They make shit like this for the fans' kids and shit like that.
Yeah, because usually it's more outlandish shit that doesn't really, hard to pull off in the live action stuff. So that's why they choose to put it out on a.
Yeah, so they're not going to waste time or whatever by adding an extra 30 minutes just to go over an origin of how it is. And they did an origin here, if anything. They just, they did it in a quick fucking sum up, whatever, that, hey, their parents were the Avengers. This is this person's son. These two got together and had this kid or whatever. Yeah. And then, what else would you need for that? Be honest.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
I need to see Thor walking, holding his daughter's hand and shit, going, but like, you will own this land and enslave all these people. And
I wanted to see the Wasp and Ant-Man. I wanted to see Ant-Man beat the Wasp at least.
I ain't gonna lie, this movie did make me do something after it was over. I went back to all the Avenger cartoons, whatever episode they had with Ultron on it, and I just watched it or whatever, and I was just like, man, I'm kind of pumped for fucking Age of Ultron now, whatever, mm-hmm, shit. Just want to see the, and Thor bringing that mighty hammer down and smacking the shit out of an Ultron bitch. Oh, gives me a boner. I'm really excited for Avengers 2, to say the least. So, not that Avengers 2, you was just holding that fucking DVD for the whole time. Jesus Christ. Avengers 2, Age of Ultron or whatever. Shit. God damn.
Yeah, so anyway, the story of this, Ultron is created. He goes crazy like his, you know, how Ultron does. He goes after the Avengers. He kills them all. He kills all of them except Iron Man, which is Tony Stark. And Tony Stark take all the children of the Avengers. Huh?
He didn't kill Thor either, or the Hulk.
Right.
So Thor, he killed pretty much all of them.
Thor had to go back to Asgard because his father died, and Thor obviously... Yeah.
He couldn't take his daughter with him, you know, bastard.
Yeah, well, he set that up by saying, I wanted you to stay on Earth to learn what it's like to be human.
Yeah, why don't you stay on this planet that's dying because of this fucking robot killing everybody and learn about the planet. So.
Wow. I was looking up this director, man. The guy that made this film, he is working on a lot of shit.
He did a lot of
Of these animated...
I guess artwork for... storyboard artwork.
Storyboard artwork for a lot... Man, he's even working on Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, a storyboard artist.
He's also known for directing... Or did he direct or help?
He did.
He helped Under the Hood.
Yeah, he did all of them. Batman Year One, Under the Red Hood, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, one of my favorite cards, Green Lantern, Emerald Knight, Justice League, Crisis on Two Earths, Superman, Batman, he pretty much did all of them.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, this man
pretty much... Spider-Man, he even did Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yeah, old school Justice League.
Damn. So yeah, this dude's been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, you know, so some time goes by, about 12 years go by, the kids started to grow up. They starting to, you know, wonder about themselves and their powers, and that's when Ultron wakes up as well.
Well, they woke Ultron up by fucking around in Tony's
Well, I was confused by that. Has Ultron been awake the entire
time? Yeah, like, wasn't he taking over the lands and the world?
I don't know what this nigga was talking about. I thought I woke him up. I was like, wait, wait, wake him up.
Yeah,
he was already awake. He pretty much, because when Vision showed up, he was telling her, he's like, he pretty much took over. I forgot how many countries, but he said he took over halfway around the world in 12 years.
Something like that.
And I was like, Ultron has the power to do that, that's for sure. Fuck with all everybody's technology and shit. So Vision went down to go fix. Tony Stark went to go take Vision downstairs to fix him. And of course, the kids got curious. And they stumble across these Iron Avengers, which gets activated when the little bastard James Rogers.
One of my first clips about it.
Wakes him up by saying online. Don't realize to say offline to turn him off.
Yeah. Why would Tony Stark make it that simple to turn those fucking bots on?
Were they voice activated by?
I was assuming they were voice activated. Why would it not be attached to his own voice?
It seemed like he made them as protectors.
I meant voice activators to their kids.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That helped protect the kids or help them out or something like that. They weren't going to. They weren't going to be a MacGuffin for evil, but nah, they did turn into that.
Okay. Continue.
Yeah, so, you know. Well, after the robot gets turned on, Ultron, you know, his boner goes off. His Avenger boner goes off. I'm like, oh, fuck. I need to kill some more Avengers. Hell yeah.
He really did. He was like, when Tony Stark, like, Iron Man and Colin Stark started fighting on the screen, he was just like, finally.
Hey, Daddy. How you doing?
You get a pretty cool battle between him and Iron Man, which I hope to see something just as cool, if not 20 times better and amazing in Avengers 2. Not that one you were holding up once again, because you seem to get confused about these things.
Now, Ultron, he whooped Tony Stark ass. And,
a bad motherfucker, that's why.
Yeah. And so now it's up to the kids. And not only did he whoop Tony Stark ass, he took the robot that Tony Stark made, him and Hank Pym made together, and corrupted them and sent them after the children.
The what? The maid?
That he made.
Oh, I'm about to say. Yeah.
There was a Mexican maid who had a Mexican armor.
Yeah,
Mexican
maid? Okay, cool, shit. Yeah, because Ultron now, he's gotten so strong that he can take over. He pretty much owns the machine. Matter of fact, the motherfucker got his own city now. What is it called? Ultra City?
Some shit like
Ultra fucking city, where it's just nothing but robots here, because Ultron's whole purpose. CJ, you really just said it up perfectly. You really go into this movie not knowing a damn thing about Ultron, because they pretty much know everything you need to know about Ultron. And if you don't, then that sounds like a personal problem or whatever. Shit. Why would you buy this movie?
Basically.
Yeah, exactly. So why would you even get into this movie? And from there on, we just get, the story is really simple. We just get the kids. We're pretty much trying to escape, but then they land on Ultra City because Vision loses power from his head or whatever and shit. And I think it was the first animated movie where we saw Vision at for Marvel, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably.
Right? Yeah, so that was.
Movie-wise, yeah.
Yeah.
Not cartoon.
Yeah, not cartoon TV show, movie animated wise, but there's not really that many Marvel animated films. Probably around like 8 maybe.
Yeah.
8 or 9 or something like that. Because they don't make one every year like DC does. And then so we just follow the Avengers getting the team together or whatever and trying to figure out how to pretty much save Tony Stark and then defeat Ultron at the same point, because they realize we can't run from him forever, so time to take him down. Or die trying.
And then they realize that there's only one person or one creature that can actually take down Ultron.
No.
No?
Like Thor said in Earth's Mightiest Heroes, I'm tired of this damn machine.
Okay. But Thor ain't nowhere to be found, Vid daughter. But
Okay, that's another thing I need to bring up.
He need to lose that beard.
Why was his daughter talking in that Asgardian dialect, that whole thee and thou shit, but she never fucking grew up in Asgard? She doesn't even know her fucking father until, like, the last 5 minutes of this movie.
I'm assuming she must have been on Asgard at some point.
That is not explained very well, if that's the case.
No, it's not, because you know why? Because she knows about Asgard. Maybe Tony told her that about Asgard, but the dialect and everything, there must have been some part where she was at Asgard, because how the fuck would she even know about Asgard?
Yeah.
Now, granted, I don't know where they had the damn child. They probably had the bitch on Asgard.
Even then, she was a baby though. She was a baby on a, because
12 years ago, remember, she was a baby
or
a child or whatever the fuck she was, whatever. So she must have picked up a Norse god book and just read that shit.
I guess.
That's not how it works.
She picked up a Norse god book and said, "Thee and thou."
Yeah, I did not understand.
That'd be the same thing
if the Black Panther child grew up watching Captain Planet, it starts sounding like Kwame.
Right.
You
know? Right. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
It would sound better if you watched Fat Albert. Like Dumb Donald then or whatever shit.
EBD, Mama, my thunder powers.
I actually like Black Panther's child powers. I think that's pretty cool. Mixed Black Panther with Storm's powers. He's probably the best child of all of them. All their dialogue is horrible, though.
He was
a fucking Pikachu.
Yeah, that fucking Tim's child. God, shut him the fuck up.
He is the most annoying son. I was like, your father's not annoying. Neither is your wife is hot. Dude. I mean, your mom is hot.
He's supposed to be like 12 years old. He should not be sounding like that.
Mm-mm. He might be old. Well, you know, he's a baby when he was the youngest of them. So, yeah, he's 12. I was going to say,
he should not be sounding like that.
I thought he was going to say he was 14, man. No, he was just born when the movie started. So, yeah, his mother is 12 and sounds like the most annoying little bitch I've ever fucking seen. He was the worst thing of the movie.
Yeah, he was.
To me, by far, even character-wise, whatever. He was just annoying.
Even the Hulk was annoyed by his ass. Like, God damn it!
Yeah,
the Hulk had to put his finger on him and was just like,
"You better tear his ass up." The Betty came in like,
"You sting me one more fucking time." They were like, even Captain America's son was like, "Damn, he speak proper now." Even Tony was like, stepping outside. He's like, "Sting me one more fucking time. Snap your ass in half. Hulk is the strongest. Say it with me, bitch. Say it. Say it right now. I dare you. Say it. Say it. Hulk, you're the strongest. Be daddy now. Be daddy." And then Betty came in and was like, "Hulk?" Shook her head. He's just like, "Lucky my bitches." He was like, what's his name? Ving Rhames from Baby Boy or whatever and shit. He was just like, "Snap your fucking neck now, little boy. But my woman's up there." And she's like, "Pim? Pim?" Yeah. Slapped in his ass and said, "Now you need something from Ultra City. You want some breakfast?"
You know what? I forget to say that wasn't that one old guy in Ultra City, Bullseye, not Bullseye, but Hawkeye? Was Hawkeye still alive?
I don't think Hawkeye
was dead, man. Dead.
Well, you see his son, though.
Daddy, like, yeah, you see his son, but
that
Hawkeye,
wasn't an old guy.
Hawkeye is dead.
Wasn't there another guy in that movie?
The only people in the city was Bruce Banner and Betty, and I think that was about. I think they had one of the.
No, Bruce wasn't in the city.
He was
on the mountain shit.
Yeah,
it was just rebels, whatever. They all had masks on and shit. You could tell. Only one you could tell was Betty, and Hawkeye's son. What was his name? Francis.
Yeah, Francis.
Francis or whatever. He was making fun of it. That was probably the only time I actually laughed with the kid or whatever. He's like, I was like, "Damn, Clint named you Francis? That's kind of fucked up." I even like the line where he was like, "You expect me to follow you and help you, Tony, after what you created and helped learn?" He was like, "What would you think my father would do?" And he was like, "Clint? He'd have punched me in the face, but then he would help me." I was like, that's probably the most cleverest thing in this whole goddamn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, so they get to the end and they need to find the Hulk. He's the only one who can, you know, square off against Ultron.
Which makes you wonder, why the fuck didn't they do this all those years ago? What was the Hulk up to?
I don't think nobody, because Tony didn't know the Hulk was still alive until Betty told him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
she didn't say that.
Okay.
She was like, "Hulk is still in the mountains hiding," or whatever. She was like, "Is he?" Whatever. And then you would make you think, like, why didn't Betty tell Francis?
Yeah.
But then again, his whole thing was, "I'm not leaving because I need to protect these." Fuck them rebels, dude. They gonna die anyway. Fuck, look at them. You ain't got no alchemy. You ain't got no powers. You ain't acrobatic. You gonna die. You can only hide in the sewer and rat with the Ninja Turtles for so long now.
My thing is, I bet the Hulk and Ultron, you know, they was breaking land apart. As a look, so I cannot destroy you. You
wouldn't
have
mattered anyway. Because Hulk would have just smashed Ultron. He would have just fucking reformed himself.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah, they needed to have a better reason why he wasn't nowhere near. I mean, this machine took over at least 70% of the world.
Right.
So I guess he knew to leave that 20% where the Hulk lived alone.
And I'm assuming one of those things that they assume.
Well, the Hulk didn't use electronics either.
Right.
So
yeah.
And isn't Ultron made of vibranium? I don't know if that's the case, but Hulk can tear vibranium. I don't remember that in the
I don't know what he's made out of. I'm not even going to fucking question that one.
Because, like you said earlier, they assume you know all about Ultron going in. Usually Ultron is made of fucking vibranium. That's one of his biggest deals. Mm-hmm. Made of vibranium. And I, from what I can remember, the Hulk cannot break fucking vibranium. Nothing can break vibranium. I don't know.
I got it from the...
He's broken vibranium before.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess he pulled him apart.
Yeah, I just need to shut the fuck up.
He can break vibranium, yeah. Hulk gets stronger or whatever. Yeah, I remember he could break vibranium, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yeah.
I like that he was old man Hulk when he transformed towards the end.
Yeah. Maestro.
I guess something can kill him. It's called age. Because that age did catch up on his ass, whatever. He looked some crazy ass lunatic or something like that.
He did look like he was holding it back. And, oh, Hulk too old for this shit.
Ooh. I wonder if I had to tie this in with any books. Is this like after Planet Hulk or something like that? Because he kept stating that, no, I can't let the Hulk out. You don't understand what the Hulk does, whatever, something like that. So this had to be something after something Hulk been fucked up or something. Because Hulk was never in that story they brought up, or at least that Iron Man kept bringing up and shit.
Right.
So I'm assuming he ran away before the whole Ultron thing.
I had no idea it was even in the movie until, brought it up.
I'm assuming he ran away before the whole Ultron thing happened or whatever. So I wonder if they try to tie that in with Hulk, because that's when they really got crazy.
They were talking about all that Earth's Mightiest Hero shit, but they never brought up the Hulk. It's like, huh.
Okay. That nigga abandoned him. He wasn't no hero. That nigga was a lost soul.
In the Ultimate Avengers, and I know it's not connected, but when you're watching the Ultimate Avengers, they did kind of make Bruce Banner more of a villain, in the last two.
Yeah, the Ultimate Timeline's fuck.
Yeah, you need to be eating people and shit.
That shit's horrible. Hulk actually is. I mean, he really is a villain. Let's be real about it. You can't trust the motherfucker. He's uncontrollable and shit. There's reports in Avengers 2 that him and Iron Man are going to be fighting.
Yeah, in the beginning, at least.
I hope so. That'd be badass or whatever. And the Hulkbuster suit and shit.
Yes, sir.
So, you don't really know what to do with... I think the only time I've ever seen Hulk controlled on screen is in Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember if he was in the original Avengers. I don't remember him really popping up that much. Oh, and then again, you got that stupid ass. What is that? A Hulk and Agents of Smash or some shit like that, whatever. That's piece of shit or whatever. Oh, and that original Hulk cartoon.
Hey, the only good thing about that original Hulk cartoon was his cousin, She-Hulk. She was actually, she was a lawyer. She came out. She was badass.
Go ahead.
Sexy.
She was bony.
She ain't had
no ass on her. Just how I like.
She didn't have ass. What are you talking about, man?
She old in the face. Just how I like them, She looked helpless, and she looked sexist. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and say it, CJ. We know your taste in women. Actually, we don't know your fucking taste.
I can't
figure it out. I don't know what the fuck you like no more. I don't know what you like. Get you a prostitute. You mean what you like?
Hook you up with a blank canvas.
Yeah, hook you up with a blender. The curves on that.
So anyway, back to this movie. Let's get to the... We already talked about the story.
Let's bring down the characters.
Let's
go down the character list. What do you think about the voice acting as far as... Let's go with Nora Crawford, who plays James. Is that an actual kid? He is a kid. Okay.
He was a kid.
So they actually got kids to play these actually kid roles, too. No, he's about... Okay, he was young. Never mind. 94?
Yeah, 14.
He looked like did he just digivolve into an Asian boy?
Digivolve.
Look at him. Look at him when he was a kid. He looked like a regular white kid. Now he looked like a little Asian boy.
Digivolve.
No, he looked like that guy who took his face off and became Korean.
Oh, dude, you know what? You're right.
You're right.
Actually. Oh, shit.
Actually, you know what he looked like? He looked like Dread 2.0. He looked like he's getting ready for a mass suicide.
Talking about my movie.
You're talking about my movie, huh? I'll show you. You deprived me of my see it that I deserve. Noah Crawford, what did you think of his voice acting for James before we get into his actual character?
He did a good job.
He's fine. Yeah. Now let's get on the character of James Rogers. What did you think of his whole movie?
The James Rogers character, it was, you know, you saw the loyalty that he had, like Steve Rogers, but then you saw his sneakiness and cunning of Black Widow, because I'm assuming Black Widow was his mother, right?
Yeah. It must suck being the son of Captain America and have no powers.
Yeah, that holographic shield.
The super soldier serum didn't spread to his dick and go into the because what's his name? Pym made fun of him. He's like, he's the only one without powers. It's like... Pym like, you don't suck. Matter of fact, you know why I like Black Panther's kid the most? Because at the end of the movie, he told Pym, shut up, Pym. And I was like, I've been saying that for the past hour now. Shut up, Pym.
You would at least thought that he would have passed the DNA on and he would have had some type of super strength.
After when he fucked Black Widow, he was just like, shit. She was like, look, baby, I'm in control of this. You know Black Panther wasn't wanting to control that relationship. Come on now. Black Widow was owning that shit. It's like, this is my super dick. Now close your butt cheeks and keep them super tight while I stick this gun up in. What are you doing?
I kind of like that little that plasma shield.
They got that in Nurse Mighty Zero. Right? Yeah. That plasma shield is pretty fucking awesome. Right? I was watching an episode they had with Ultron and Hawkeye was playing around with it and he was just like, look what this thing can do, whatever. And it like, forms a shield over you and shit like that. He was like, you need to get up with technology. Tony Stark's trying to help you. Plasma shield's cool.
Yeah.
This costume, I don't understand that.
No, it's like a I guess a World War II jacket.
Like, kind of like Bucky shit that he wore.
Yeah, that's why I said the World War II jacket shit, whatever, with like the half star on it or whatever and shit. His costume was the worst.
Yeah.
That was it by far. It was the worst. I'm thinking about it now. He had the worst costume. His motivation could have been actually, they could have put a little bit more into him. I know it was only an hour film, they didn't really want to put that much work into it. But they could have put more into him by saying, like, you know, what's it like to be the son of Captain America and you don't feel like you live up to his standards?
Right.
Captain America, the greatest hero in this time frame, whatever and shit.
Leader of the Avengers.
And yeah, exactly, whatever. Leader of the Avengers and gave them motivation, and yet you just sit here and bitch about chores.
And your mom was a spy that sucked dick.
Damn, nigga. It came out. That's kind of woman. That's my kind of woman, then. Shit, that's a super spy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't even know about it. You're going to be like, ah, what the fuck? Oh, shit. Where'd she go? And she goes, out the window. About Taryn, Brianna O'Brien, who voices her, who plays Thor's daughter. I think we got into one of our problems about her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Dialect or whatever, and shit. She's born that way.
Tony Stark left some Beats by Dre headphones on her, and everything that she heard was Nordic god speak.
Yes, man.
That girl does not look 22 right now. No, that photo must be old or something, whatever. She's an X-Men Last Stand. The fuck did she play in X-Men Last Stand? Hold on, I gotta look this up.
One of throwaway mutants.
Oh, yeah, probably one of them.
Probably one of those at the final battle.
Just like that whole franchise.
Minivan daughter, yeah, there you go.
I don't know fuck that is.
One of the kids on the bridge, there you go.
Okay, well, whatever, fuck that franchise. Anyway, Taryn.
Yeah.
They kind of made her the leader. Because she's stronger than everybody,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, she's stronger than shit. She was talking all kinds of shit. Like, oh, I'm better than you, whatnot, and you guys are not strong enough. As soon as she lost that sword, that shit just changed.
I like how she
had different armors on, too, like bitch, costumes.
Like, that bitch was, like, self-entitled. She was like, I am the daughter of Thor. I'm just like, it is like, daughter, this Thor wanted the son. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Why you left your ass on this planet.
She was annoying. Well, she wasn't annoying as, what's his name? Pym? She was the second annoying character, easily.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, bitch, if you don't shut the fuck up and just beat somebody's ass, which she did at sometimes, whatever, and shit. I like the fact that she tried to sacrifice herself and everything. Mm-hmm. The whole ending of her was cool. Everything else about her, it was annoying. Second annoying thing.
Yeah.
I like how they didn't have a picture of this nigga. Good, because I was going to make fun of his ass.
Aiden Drummond,
who voiced Pym, the son of Ant-Man.
Wasp.
And Wasp. And has no resemblance to them whatsoever as far as their personalities. He's got, well, then again, you know, I don't expect him to because
he chooses mama's costume to model himself after.
I know. I think, you know, when they were drawing him on a storyboard, they were like, we could make him a girl, or we could make him a boy, or we could make him just both. He's young enough.
I think the coolest thing about his whole sub thing was the robot that Iron Man created for him. Because I thought that robot was cool. He was big as fuck, and he could shoot out little wasps and shit. I was just like, that was actually kind of a cool technique right there. Other than Pym himself, nothing to like about him at all. No, and then he is the worst thing of this fucking movie. There's nothing to like about him all. Because the only time I liked him was whatever is when he fell to his knees after Hulk said, look, I'll bitch slap you. Look at me when I'm talking to you, boy. Don't look me in the eye. I was waiting for him just to push him and go like, little bitch. But yeah, there's nothing to like about him. He doesn't have nothing to do with... Powers are cool. You know, he can go big and small like he's trying to shoot the things out, but, you know, other than that, he's useless. Why the fuck he didn't do that in the first place? That's the shit out of me, whatever. He needs a motivational speech from James Rogers, I guess. Dempsey Papillon. I don't know who the fuck that is. He voices Azari, and that is, I guess they just call him Azari in the movie, right?
Yeah.
They don't call him anything else. So, Black Panther's kid.
Mm-hmm.
Who, to me, has the best power.
Black Thunder.
What'd you say?
I said they couldn't call him Black Thunder.
Nah, they can't call him a Black Thunder. DC would have sued their ass. Like, look, this movie didn't make shit. It was a JTV. We want the movie then. we want the fucking movie. Now, I'm looking at these kids' work. They've done a lot of shit, but now, granted, it's unknown shit, but they got a big ass resume or whatever, and this kid looks old.
He was born in 79. Fucking kid.
This kid.
He's older than us.
That nigga Corey. That nigga's 9 years older than me. Goddamn. That dude is damn near pushing 40.
Oh, shit.
He looks good for, I mean, that's an old photo. I don't know when that photo was taken, but he looks good for that age, or whatever that age that was. Or what in the fuck coonish shit is this? Okay, then.
The red sneakers, okay.
Hey.
Yeah, but look at one of his movies.
All right, then. Okay, well, yep, he voiced it, Azari, a.k.a. Black Panther, and CJ didn't know Storm's child, which to me had the coolest powers. Probably the best out of all of them.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, he had electricity powers. I mean, he was super strong and fast. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agile like the Black Panther, controlled electricity just like Storm. I mean, shit, he was damn near the model, perfect model of them. If anything, he's better than Black Panther or whatever, some parts, as far as power-wise, I don't know, dialogue-wise.
Yeah. I can't wait for him and Thor daughter to have a cow, see what happens there.
Yeah, they couldn't work out because if there was a scene where she took his lightning or whatever, it was just like, oh, man, because he tried to get all aggressive. He was just like, Tony said no, and then he pulled that lightning bolt around, just like, oh, shit, Black Boy mean Ben, but then she pulled that sword out named Zordon, and I was just like, nigga, you better hide. Yeah, she pretty much said dick go down, because his dick got, that came out of nowhere. He was just like, he was like, Tony said no. I was like, damn, nigga, when you get serious, whatever shit. He zored that shit, and he was just like,
exactly.
I thought he was the best one in the movie to me.
Yeah, probably.
Coolest. Tom Kane voice. Oh, damn, he did Ultron, Tony Stark, and Iron Man.
Oh, damn.
All right, then. What did you guys think of his voice?
I thought he was fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. I mean, Ultron, you know, he had some robotic tones over it, so, you know, it could have been anybody that played Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
So he did fine.
I like when Iron Man suited up and fought Ultron.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I like that one. That was probably the best part of the whole movie, actually.
Yeah. Ultron was like, Daddy, please. Please love me.
He's like, look, Daddy, I did this for you, right, baby? He's like, look, come on now. Let's get our little grandson right here.
Right.
Pim. And then Pim starts talking. He's like, he can stay here. Me and you can go off wherever, live in the sun.
Daddy, I took over 70% of the world. I left the 20% for you.
He's like, look, come on, Pop. Yeah. Let's go over whatever.
I could have killed you, Dad.
Yo, I'd like to see Robert Downey Jr.'s smart-ass talk to Ultron or whatever. So I think that would be some funny shit, whatever, especially Robert Downey Jr. is the one that created Ultron, so...
Man, Ultron is scary, though. When you think about it, he's made of vibranium, the strongest shit in the universe.
You can't really kill him. You can't.
And he can heal himself.
The thing is not just vibranium, though. It's he's hooked up to everything.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Even if you tear him apart physically, he's still in the system.
Physically,
you know?
He's not strong. It's what's inside of him that's strong, is that he can transport his knowledge into any machine he wants to right away or whatever. So I think
that's fucking frightening.
That makes him a threat, because you don't know what the fuck he is or whatever. And like in Earth's Mightiest Heroes, there was one scene episode where he took over the shield helicarrier and shit and launched missiles at the world and shit like that. So
he talks a lot of shit. That's why I love Ultron.
He talks a lot of fucking shit. You would think for a robot he would shut the fuck up.
No, he talks a lot of shit.
For a robot, he talks more than fucking Vin Diesel does. Shit.
He was trying to get some ass too from what's her name? Jane.
Oh.
Because he couldn't kill her. He couldn't kill her. He's like, God damn it. I want some of that ass.
No, yeah. He's talking about Wasp. He's like, I program not to hurt you, but I will transfer your body to this robot body right here.
Right.
Fucker. Yeah, though. That's the thing about Ultron. I don't think Ultron's going to be that easy to kill. I think Scarlet Witch might be the one to do it. Either Scarlet Witch, Hulk, or Thor, but I don't see how they're going to take him down because the motherfucker, that, like you said, that's some scary shit about him is that he can easily, you think you got him, he just transfers himself somewhere else and shit.
Yep.
It's like Hank Pym's greatest creation and greatest failure at the same time. who we got?
Just like his son.
Hulk?
His crazy ass.
His crazy ass, whatever. What are you doing? It's like, who wants to break the news to Hulk, whatever? I thought he was going to punch the fucking James Bond. He's like, kind of stupid shit. Like, why the fuck would you bring him here? I'm living here peaceful. I got my garden, bro. I'm doing a Rick Grimes here. I'm gardening and shit, whatever. I'm peaceful. I'm doing my Zen shit. You going to bring this motherfucker here? Oh, hell no, I'm out of here. Like, you pussy. where are we at? Vision. I didn't really do shit.
Yeah, he didn't do it. He was barely in here. He was ahead.
Yeah, he just, yeah.
Thor was barely in it, whatever. He needs to get rid of the beard. Didn't like the beard at all. Don't like the beard. You got to get rid of the beard, man. It takes away the sexiness. I didn't want to fuck you. This is the first time I saw Thor. I didn't want to fuck.
He has a beard in the movies.
Nah, he ain't got no beard in the movie. That ain't no beard, man.
What the fuck you call that thing?
That's a light beard. That's a goatee.
It's a goddamn beard still.
That's a goatee.
He's
got a
fucking goatee. Okay.
He's got a nice beard and goatee trimmed up. He's got that
it's
long
a fucking
old,
beard, goddamn.
He's got that old man Wu Chu beard now or whatever. I'm like, nobody wants that.
It's still a fucking beard.
No, the sexiness of the beard is trimmed down.
Okay, it can be sexy, not sexy. It's still
it's
a fucking
not
beard.
Sexy.
That's what I just want to point out.
It's not sexy with the long beard. I said long beard, the short beard. Was,
you said beard at first.
I said long beard.
Whatever.
I said compared to his long beard,
though.
Okay, whatever. His long beard. That's
all right.
Long beard's old man. He's Asgardian. He brings the hammer down.
The fuck this guy.
Now, granted, I want to fuck Thor. I will give you that, so I'm not defending him.
Right, I don't know where this is going.
Well,
right
I just
now.
Wish he'd get rid of the beard because it just doesn't work for me. The long beard just doesn't do it. It's
okay.
Too old for him.
Okay.
How's he gonna get some of that Black Widow pussy if he? Oh wait, she dead in this movie. Never mind. He knows he wants to give him the pussy. Who wouldn't want to give him the pussy? Come on, look at him. Which I have once I can give it to him.
Anyway, damn.
Some Black Widow pussy for your ass.
So we get that hammer boy, send break down or whatever and shit. The only Greek god that ever cares about in live action film because nobody goes see everything else that got anything to do with Greeks.
Betty Ross.
Betty Ross. Whatever. is Agent, when they say Hawkeye, is that for the kid or?
I'm assuming it's for the kid.
Yeah, because he called himself Hawkeye too. But you don't need that name because you ain't Hawkeye, bro.
Right.
Hawkeye's a smart ass. Actually, he was trying to hit on Thor's daughter and shit. He thought he was smooth about that shit. I was like, nigga, you cheesing. Come on now. You ain't getting that pussy. Come on now. She's saving that for the black kid over there. She's like, I ain't never tried none of that black lightning, dude. You know? Hey, you think he can light that up, too, though?
He probably could.
So he sticks it in her or whatever. It seems like she tells him, bring me the lightning.
Like he's striking his dick. Tattooed on his dick.
You think when like they need to create electricity and he can't use it from his hands, he just sticks his dick like a pole out? Like, wait for lightning to strike.
Just stay down in the middle of the field and let it start.
What a charge. What a charge. He's like, now, you know what? You know what? That's his way. Like, he needs some enzymes. Create a thunderstorm real quick. Where you at, girl? Come on. I'm ready for you now. Come on now. That's pretty much the cast. Whatever. I think the voice acting is fine. Nothing stands out there like phenomenal or anything like that.
I think you said the movie as a whole.
Yeah,
it's kind of
it's just
numbers.
Generic, whatever.
Yeah.
For one time,
nothing offensive.
No,
it's just kind of there.
If you just catch it while it's on or whatever, and you just be like, "Oh, this is on. I can do this and watch this on or whatever."
This guy, the guy who the one of the directors, Jay Oliva,
Oliva.
Yeah, that guy.
Oliva.
You can definitely tell that he had worked on a lot of these things and it have worked out to his advantage in the future with. Such stuff as Under the Red Hood and what is it? Batman, Darkest Night.
He knows the terms. Yeah, he's worked on pretty much every Batman thing from what we can see.
Thank God he doesn't have war underneath his belt.
That's funny that he doesn't, actually. they didn't hire him from the New 52. They said, you gotta go, bro. Oh, shit, we starting over with our own people.
I don't know. He even did Green Lantern Emerald Knights, and that was a good movie.
His eye.
Yeah, Superman. Look, he just didn't do. I'm just happy he didn't do War, because he did the Wonder Woman movie, which was pretty good. Hulk versus Wolverine and Thor. That was pretty good. Yeah.
Sorry, man. You didn't bring up no good ones here, man. So like, okay, I Batman Year One or something like that. I was like, man, those three you just named is just like.
He could have did War and he didn't. That's it.
I don't really like that Wonder Woman one either. I think Wonder Woman is a boring fucking character, if you ask me, to be honest. I don't know why people always clam like, when are we going to get this Wonder Woman one? I was like, why do you give a fuck? Hey, who gives a shit about Wonder Woman? Seriously, whatever. The female version of Superman, except she's mixed with Batman because she's rich.
Yeah.
There's no flaw to this bitch whatsoever and shit like that. There's nothing about this character. It's like, and then, like, you don't really even know the limits of her power. The one minute she can do something extraordinary, and the next minute she's getting her ass kicked by a bitch in a cheetah outfit. So it's like,
fucking lame ass.
And it's like, okay, whatever. I'm not really a fan of DC superhero females. Their villains are fucking awesome, but their superhero females is like, they only serve purpose as far as being a love interest or another fucking major character or something like that. Storm is the ultimate superhero female, but we fucked her over so many times in these movies. So. You wouldn't know that from watching X-Men. But yeah, you know what? Like Cody just said, there's nothing extraordinary about this movie. I don't know if you guys ready to get in ratings or anything.
Yeah, I think it's about that time.
Yeah.
So CJ, we save you for last since you always out there. So, Cody, what would you give it?
I'll give it a stream.
Yeah.
I mean, like you were saying earlier, you can watch this in the background, no problem, whatever, not pay much attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. I think the only time you probably roll your eyes really is fucking when Pim talks.
It's
like, kid, shut the fuck up, kid. I was going to say blow your ears out, but, you know, like take a shotgun and just go like, you know what? And then somebody else say something, you're like, oh, well, ooh, that was close. Someone did something stupid there.
Straight up stream it.
Yeah. I'm with you there, Cody. I give it a stream it too. I have no intentions of wanting to watch it again. Because mainly it just didn't do anything.
Yeah.
It just, I mean, the best thing I think it does, whatever, it just explores that the Avengers died and have kids and you get to see what they look like. But other than that, they don't do anything different. Yeah. I mean, the most interesting one out of all of them, like I said, is Black Panther's child or whatever, is because he actually has both his parents' powers and shit like that. So other than that, it's nothing. And Thor's daughter probably could be interesting, but she's a bitch and nothing really to her. Except she's just kind of like Thor from the first movie. He just want to smash it and she just want to smash it. So how about you, CJ? What is your secret random stream that fuck it to the moon of Hulk's new beard?
I give it 4 Ultron burned out face grills.
Hey, did you not just hear both of them?
I give it a rented. You know, I mean, I rented, but a stream it on Netflix. So if you streamed it, yeah, a normal stream. Yeah.
I thought you lost something. You kept saying like, oh yeah, normal streaming. Okay, all right. Well, people, that's been another edition of Darkness at the Movies.
Mm-hmm. Darkness.
Our next movie is actually is my turn or whatever. And for next month, what we'll be viewing is, which I've already thought about today, Green Lantern First Flight.
Okay then.
Right. Finally getting something good. So,
right, thank you.
Something decent, actually, because we have 3 bad ones there. So, Green Lantern First Flight. So please join us next month at Darkness at the Movies when we tune in to Green Lantern First Flight.
Cool.
I'm the Phenomenal.
I'm Chicago John.
I'm Cody.
And we will catch you darkies, bastards, and apparently assholes later. Later, bastards.
Later, you beautiful people.
Forces with Iron Man and the Hulk to become the next Avengers. For the next epic movie from Marvel Animated Features.
Tell me she didn't just do that.
Are you up for a little Avenger?